IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. Professor Shoup, great to have you with us again.
Thanks, Simon. Good afternoon to you.
So, Prof, we did kind of, in your absence, touch a little bit on the subject that we're going to chat about today with Dr. Daniel Israel, but I think it is hugely important, especially given that December is in sight and there are a whole bunch of various year-end functions planned. So you're going to address the issue of functions, parties, and the link to outbreaks.
Right. You know, Simon, you know, as you probably know, I sit on the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID, and one of our work streams, one of our technical working groups is specifically looking at the festive season at the end of the year, because this is a big worry. Sure. It's a big worry because when people get together, often there's alcohol, there's loud voice, there's singing, the masks come down and so on. And in fact, if you look at the outbreak itself, about 80% of cases really flow from these social events. And what I thought of doing today is just looking as an example of how explosively the epidemic can spread from these events. I'll give an illustrative example which has recently been published. There's a publication from the Center for Disease Control in the States called Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. And the very latest one, they talk about an outbreak which occurred in Maine. Maine is one of the states in the northeast of the United States. And it was at a wedding reception. In fact, the bride, the groom, and the family came from California, and they wanted a nice wedding in rural Maine, a rural Maine town. So the reception was actually a small one. They only had 55 guests seated in 10 tables, 4 to 6 per table. The staff were meticulous. They temperature screened everybody. The staff were all masked. The guests, of course, in a function like this were not consistently wearing masks, and they were not consistently physically distancing each other. The first case was one of the guests had a bit of a runny nose and a cough, and he was probably what introduced the epidemic. So it spread well beyond this wedding reception into Maine, and from this reception of 35 guests, it then spread to 177 persons in Maine, 7 of whom died, 7 of whom were in hospital. So it just shows how these, you know, from a kind of a fairly smallish function where there were kind of temperature screening stuff, but where the guests let their hair down. And this is what happens at these functions. Let me give you one other example of how explosively it can spread in a different context. Also reported very recently, this is aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt, which is a nuclear-powered American aircraft carrier. They got a crew of 4,777 people, all young, fit, healthy individuals, median age about 27, all in good health. One person was infected, and he infected 1,331 of the crew on this air carrier. And 23 were hospitalized. Remember, these are young sailors, 4 in ICU, and 1 died. So, you know, this is just illustrates these functions where people are congregated together, particularly in insular environments and particularly in functions. And I've had numerous requests. Should there be a matric rave? Should there be people having end of the year functions and what kind of functions? And I think you've got to be very, very careful to be absolutely meticulous to carry out all this, the distance, the masking, preferably outdoors and hand sanitizing. It's really so, so important. Tomorrow, if I could, I'd like to just show you from figures, published figures, how effective these precautions are in stopping the epidemic. And I'll give you some examples tomorrow.
Prof, I won't be with you tomorrow. I have personal matters to attend to. But, wow, I will certainly be listening in because that's...
Yeah, listen on the podcast, Simon.
I will do that, Prof. I definitely will. Thanks for your input this afternoon, though.
Thanks, Simon. Thanks. All the best.